Girl stops meeking out. And this boy to get potarts. He does. Den girl takes deep breath. Den girl sighs. BF, I am pregnant. Will you stay, my BF? And he says, no. Girl is heartbroken. Girl cried and runs away from boy without eating Pop-Tart. And she has low blood sugar, so she foils. Boy runs over to her. She deed. Oh. Boy cry. I said I not be your BF. Cause I wanna be your husband. Oh, oh. He screams and froze Pop-Tart at whirl. A beautiful diamond ring was in seed. Lick this if you cry ever, Tim.
Oh, The day was fine and the Woody's shine was dazzling to the soul. So we loaded her up with the gear so tough. San Onofre was our goal. When we got to the sand, we found a band of skin divers squatting there. They were on our coast that we loved the most, with their suits and their spears in their air. 'Twas a rumble fight to the girls' delight, and bloody was many a nose. When out from the kelp came a cry for help, a skinny was caught with his hose.
The Battle of San Onofre, with surfers against the sea. The Battle of San Onofre made surfing history.
So we dropped our jabs and grabbed our slabs and surfed out into the sea. A sunken rock had him like a lock. He'd drown before he'd be free. Some steadied them well on the ocean swell, and some dove down to his aid, and wrenched him free from the cruel sea, and on a surfboard he was laid.
The Battle of San Onofre!
His face a mask, they rushed the task of breathing him back to life. His eyes opened slow, he began to know he'd returned from death to life.
The Battle of San Onofre, with surfers against the sea. The Battle of San Onofre, with surfers history. The Battle of San Onofre.
Surfers are men, and divers are men, whose enemy may be the sea. So every week both sides now seek the ocean off San Onofre.
Fin in his hand. the water was red.
Some pearls today to make a pretty necklace for Leah. Leah, I've gotta go deep and find the ones just right. I'll bet my Leah will be surprised tonight. I'll place the pearls around the only girl for me. Wrong, I cannot move around. My leg is caught, it's pulling me down. But I'll keep my hands shut tight, for if they find me, they'll find the pearl for Leah. And now it's over, I'm awake at last. Oh, heartaches and memories from the past. It was just another dream about my lost love, about Leah.
She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my bed has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away.
My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep.
He says he's gonna make you pay for what we've done. He in my car and I drove like mad till I reached Julie's place. She ran to me with tear-filled eyes and bruises on her face. All at once I saw him there, sneaking up behind me.
Watch out!
Then Julie yelled, "He's got a gun," and she stepped in front of me. Suddenly a shot rang out and I saw Julie falling. I ran to her and I held her close. When I looked down, my hands were red, and here's the last words Julie said.
Daddy, please don't, it wasn't his fault. He means so much to me. Daddy, please don't, we're gonna get married.
Does this sound familiar? You wake up every morning, go to school every day, spend your nights on the corner, just passing time away. Your life is so lonely, like a child without a toy. Then a miracle, a boy. And that's called glad. Now my mom is a good mom, and she loves me with all her heart. But she said I was too young to be in love, and the boy and I would have to part. And no matter how I ranted and raved, I screamed, I pleaded, I cried. She told me it was not really love, but only my girlish pride. And that's called bad. Now if that's happened to you, don't let this. I packed my clothes and left home that night. Though she begged me to stay, I was sure I was right. And you know something funny? I forgot that boy right away. Instead, I remember being tucked in bed and hearing my mama say,
"Hush, little baby.
Mama!
feeling? You want to kiss and hug her? Do it now. Tell her you love her. Don't do to your mom what I did to mine. She grew so lonely in the end. Angels picked her for their friend. And I can never go home anymore. And that's called sad.
I made a date on the dare of a friend. If I'd known how it would end, I'd have turned around and ran away right then. From the pickup I was a boy looking for fun. She looked so lost and all alone, and I didn't know my heart would be won by a pickup. How could I know her lips were so warm, or how big I'd feel with her in my arms? How could I know? How could I see I'd fall in love with her and she would love me? I should have told her I loved her right then. I couldn't face all of my friends, so I told my darling I couldn't see her again. I lost the pickup. The morning papers told how she died, jumped from a bridge, suicide. And nobody knows that the heart in me cries for the pickup.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. Johnny, remember me.
Well, someday I guess I'll find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sight of the wind and blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. I'll hear the cry of Johnny, remember me.
This morning, 2 weeks and my baby will be home. But a plane went down in the desert. They said no survivors were on board. How can I find her grave in the desert, unmarked and covered by sand? I'm gonna search that desert till I find my baby, if I have to dig it up. The heat in this desert slows me down. Not one trace of my baby have I found. My ring that she wore around her neck lies twisted and bent beside the wreck. How can I find her grave in this desert, unmarked and covered with sand? I'm running out of water, broke the handle on my shovel. I'll keep on digging with my hands. Pick the ring up off the desert land, saw the tips of her fingers to sand. The sun is playing tricks on my mind, this mirage passing a moment's time. How can I find a grave in this desert, unmarked and covered in sand? I hear the wind is coming, gonna change this desert. Gonna have to leave my baby in the sand. I'm gonna have to leave my baby in the sand. Oh, have to leave my baby in the sand.
I don't know why the wind blows. I can't explain the sea. I only know that something's wrong, and I wonder what it can be. So here am I, just waiting for my little Rosemary. And as I wonder where you are, I'm blue as I can be. Someone's knocking on my door. I hear a voice call my name. Your girl has just been run over by a great big steamroller. To this I replied with tears in my eyes,
I'm taking a shower now, just slide her under the door.
Thank you. sad. I can't deal with this shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me get my shit together here. I thought I could do this. It's just not... it's not in the cards today. Tragedy, folks. It's just tragic. It's all just a fucking bummer. And that's what we're dealing with today. I had my own little tragedy this week, so I used that as a springboard for putting it off on you. I'm not going to bother going into it, but just, you know, nobody's dead. It's just one of those silly little tragedies that befall us from time to time. But... I'm sorry. It's just so fucking sad. Anyway, we started with Duke, and that was the Pop-Tart tragedy, probably the saddest of them all. Thomas Wayne and the DeLons, or the DeLeons, I'm not sure what that is, from 1959, that was, of course, tragedy. The Breakers, Surfing Tragedy. Our own dearly departed Annette Funicello, the Battle of San Onofre. Not a real tragedy there, but could have been, could have been. The Water Was Red, Johnny Cymbal jumping on the bandwagon. Yuck, Water Was Red. Ooh, that was disgusting. Followed by Roy Orbison and Leah. Leah was not the victim this time. Jody Reynolds, the original version of Endless Sleep. You've heard the Poppy Family version enough, right? If I just throw an original one at you for you. For it. Running Bear was, yes, Tom Jones. Over the Top with Tom Jones here on the Bit Slap. I don't think I've ever played anything by Tom Jones before, so. One by one, we're knocking them off the bucket list. David Geddes after that. Was he the guy who was in charge of Bread? I'm not sure. From 1975, that was Run, Joey, Run. Shangri-La is a, I guess, a re-recording of I Can Never Go Home Again from later on. The Pickup was Mark Dinning from 1962. Mark will be back in a few minutes. Johnny Remember Me from Johnny Layton from 1961. I guess we never knew what happened to her. But I'm sure it was tragic. It's always tragic when a lovely young thing loses her life and Johnny gets to feel guilty about it. So that song was produced by Joe Meek. Came out of the Joe Meek stable. Unmarked and Covered with Sand. Oh, my God. J. Frank Wilson, who was the one responsible for Last Kiss. You remember that? J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. And then Johnny Lance, the big tragedy. Okay? So when you think of tragic songs, what do you think of? Of course, cars. And back in the 50s, they weren't texting. They weren't distracted by stereos. They were distracted by girlfriends and not having a seatbelt. So we bring you a pile of those, 12 of them, ready or not. Here they come.
Black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her and everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded as she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll be." But her tears were shed in vain, and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took off like the devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found
was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled up on the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Somewhere up above, and am I still your own true love? Teen Angel, Teen Angel, answer me,
running through my eyes. fussing now about my braver than night. Marissa had to smile at me and sat. Oh, my darling, just a little while. A hell of rose at just a right last kiss. I found a love that I knew of a miss. The nice is gone, even though I hold it tight. I lost my love, my life, that night. Oh, where can my baby be? Hello, secure away from me. She's kind of heaven, so I gotta be good. So I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Let's listen closely to the mystery voices in clue number 10. Great, I'll take call number 8 as the revving of engines and screeching of tires brings us back to Dead Man's Curve.
The street was deserted late Friday night. We were bugging each other while we sat at the light. We both popped our clutch when the light turned green. You should have heard the whine from my screaming machine. I flew past La Brea down to Crescent Heights, and all the Jag could see were my six taillights. Past the Estonini and I started to swerve, but I pulled her out and there we were. That Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve is no place to play.
Last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I found out for myself that everyone was right.
We'll come back from Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve is no place to play.
This is a story about a love so strong. Johnny loved Jeannie, but he did her wrong. One night he had to show off, just like a child. So he started driving fast and wild. Jeannie said, "Johnny, don't you push your luck." She no sooner said it when he hit that truck. Then he heard a voice in the pitch black night. "The girl's dead, but the boy's all right.
Johnny, come to
home in a state of shock, and he put the key in the front door lock. He opened the door and he stood there chilled, because there was a picture of the girl he killed. He fell to his knees and he closed his eyes, and all he could hear were Jeannie's cries.
Johnny,
we'll be right back. sudden he didn't feel blue, 'cause he knew right then what he had to do. He took Jeannie's picture and he went outside. He knew he had to take just one more ride. He drove to the mountain, to the very top, and at the end of the road, he didn't stop. The next thing he knew, he was flying through space, right to his angel and her embrace.
Hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
Most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said,
drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they went at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled his body from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, the chapel where Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she hears him cry.
On my way to the senior prom, saw a crowd all gathered round. Stopped the car, got out to see just what it could be. There lying near the crowd was a girl dressed in a gown. Walked up so I could see just who it could be. Knelt down by her side, tears came into my eyes. There lied the one I loved, the one I'd always loved. And she said, take this ring of mine, you are my love divine. And as our lips meant, I know I can't forget the way my heart cried, the way it hurt inside. She's gone so far away, my lonely heart must pay. She's gone, gone, she's gone. There lies the one I love, the one I'll always love. If I'd have picked her up on time, her precious love would still be mine. The love she gave to me, will always stay with me till the day we meet, till the day we meet in eternity. Then my heart begins to cry, it hurts so deep inside. She's gone so far away, my lonely heart must pay. She's gone, gone.
He said to me he wanted to be near to me. He said he never wanted to be out of my sight. But it's too late to give this boy my love tonight. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me, Terry. Said to me he wanted to be close by my side.
ladies wait at the gate of heaven for me.
Sweetheart is gone now. He meant everything to me. So little star high above, if you see Tommy, tell him of my love. Tell Tommy I love him. Tell Tommy I miss him. Tell him him will never die. He drove his car in that stock car race to win money so we could wed. He wanted so much to make me his wife. Now our love lives on, though he lost his life. I'm so lonely without him near. Oh, how I miss his warm embrace. I love no other, I want him to know. Oh, little star, please tell him so. Tell Tommy I love him. Tell Tommy I miss him. Tell him though I may cry, my love for him will never die. Although he wanted to give me the world, why did he do such a reckless thing? Little star, he should have realized I was richer than a queen when he looked into my eyes. Tell Tommy I love him. Tell Tommy I miss him. Tell him though I may cry, my love for him will never die.
He leads our team to many victories, and I'm the lucky girl who's gonna be. No, not Johnny, too.
Everyone.
No, not my Johnny. No, 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 please, no, say no.
Johnny will never play another game. Today he's got his final play. Sue will never see her dreams come true. Soon after graduation day, he was a hero.
I think somewhere in the back of his mind, Ralph Nader was humming some of these songs that he wrote on Save at Any Speed. Just a theory. I'll ask him next time I see him. We started that set with Vaughn Monroe, Black Denim Trousers, and Motorcycle Boots from 1955. It seems everybody was doing that song in 1955, including Vaughn Monroe, Cheers, The Diamonds, there's a couple of them. Let's see, Teen Angel, Mark Dinning from 1960. That was the original of that. Mark kind of had the market cornered on tragedy songs. There's at least three or four other ones that he does, including the one you heard before. We heard from Slapbacks, The Slapbacks, and Last Kiss, J. Frank Wilson's song. Dead Man's Curve. Now, was that Nash the Slash, or was that The Carpenters, or was that Blink-182? I ask you. That was actually the Carpenters, believe it or not. I couldn't believe it myself, but there it was. They went through kind of a comedy cabaret thing for a while there, and this was, I guess, part of that. It came from a live album. Anyway, that's the Carpenters. What can I tell you? Johnny Victor, Come to Me, Johnny. Another one from way back. I Want My Baby Back was Jimmy Cross. You remember that one, of course. From 1973, New Zealand, we heard from Creation and Tell Laura I Love Her. I have at least a dozen versions of that. Del Shannon, Jumping on the Tragedy Wagon, and that was The Prom. Followed by a young lady named Twinkle, and that was her song Terry from about 1964 or so, back in the British invasion days. And then Marilyn Michaels, an answer song, Tell Tommy I Miss Him. That's, of course, the answer to You Know What. I don't know if you're going to that. And then Bernadette Carroll from 1964, The Hero, and Christy Newton, Now He's Gone. If you didn't get the joke on that, go back and listen to it again, because it's kind of fun. All right, so that does it for the tragedy of this week. We have another tragedy next week. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a pain in the ass. So anyway, I hope you tune in then. I'll be back. Meantime, I do have one more for you. It's something I've played before, and it's also very tragic. And you've heard it before. And I don't think you've heard the full unabridged version of it, the full complete version. It runs to 5.5 minutes, so I think you'll get a kick out of it. If not, hey, that'll be it. You can go home. All right, so please have a good week. I'm not going to see you at the record fair this week because I'm up in Maine. That's tragic. But hey, keep your chin up, okay? It's not that bad. See you next week.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. We're always putting her down,
down, down,
because her laundry came back brown,
brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad. I fell in love 'cause she looks so sad. I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
Dang it!
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
What do you think we should do?
I don't know.
Maybe we should call the little old doctor from Ipanema.
The little old doctor from Ipanema?
You bet your fern.
He's a little old doctor from Ipanema.
There she is, Doctor, right next to the garbage truck.
Oh, Doctor, it hurts me.
Now, now, try and relax. Tell me, where does it hurt you?
Right on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it only hurts you when you laugh.
No, Doctor, only when I froon.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. Your doo-wah-diddy seems to be fine.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
He's a little old doctor from Ipanema.
There's an emergency. They just brought in the leader of the pack.
Ooh, where was he hurt?
Right above his Hawaiian tattoo.
Oh, that's serious. We'll have to operate.
Well, you're quite an operator, Doctor.
Never mind that now. Prepare the patient.
Oh, Doctor, it hurts me.
Uh-huh. Only when you froog, I suppose.
No, Doctor. Only when I laugh.
Dang it.
Who's that banging on the piano?
Oh, shut up.
He's a little old doctor from Ipanema.
One of the Beach Boys was bitten by a seagull while walking in the sand.
Walking in the what?
The sand.
Oh, I see.
It seems the finger snapping bothered the birds.
Oh, well, you'd better bring them in. Nurse, get those seagulls out of here.
Oh, Doc, it hurts me.
I suppose it only hurts you when you frugal laugh.
I can't hear you, Doctor.
Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
Nurse, get those seagulls out
Doc,
of here.
Oh, Doc, it hurts me.
I suppose it only hurts you when you frugal laugh.
I can't hear you, Doc.
Nurse, get those seagulls out of here.
Doc, it's killing me.